My dear friends in Christ, we're at the end of the month again. We'll be celebrating with those who have baptisms in February, but it's a time for each of us also to remember our baptism. You see, baptism is more than just some simple little water and some words. Baptism is that which sets us free from sin, death, and the devil. In fact, the reason why I wanted to sing those verses from Christ the Lord of Hosts Unshaken is it reminds us that the battle of heaven, the angels against the demons, is just a mere small little thing compared to what it was that Christ did in you in your baptism. Baptism sets us free, and it brings us into the kingdom of Christ through his death and resurrection. If you've been baptized, it's as if you went through the death of Christ himself. That's what Paul says. But you didn't suffer on the cross. He did. You didn't suffer through the beatings and the mocking. He did. You didn't bear the sins of the world. He did. But baptism literally brings to you the death of Christ, so that you never, ever have to go through what he did. It's true, you might suffer countless things in this life, and countless Christians have suffered for the sake of Christ over the centuries. But you never have to suffer the judgment of God. He did. And more than that, you were put to death in your baptism. Now, it's not like you were killed right before our eyes. You stopped breathing, your heart stopped beating, your brain stopped ticking. But your old self, that sinful self, was put to death so that a new self, a self that seeks after the righteousness of God, was put in its place. God killed you in your baptism. He buried your sinful self under the waters, and you were raised to new life so that you can live with Christ forever. You see, this is a necessary thing for Christians. We have to be baptized. We have to receive the death and resurrection of Christ through it. Because then, when you are baptized, you know that just as Jesus rose from the dead, so too will you raise from the dead when he comes back for you. And all of this is to set you free. In this life, as you're breathing now, Christ has set you free from your sin so that you will never have to face God's condemnation. And more than that, he also sets you free to obey the law. Before Christ, you were condemned under the law. God was not pleased with you because the law showed you and him all that you had done and all that you had not done in your sin. But in Christ, God does not see that condemnation of the law. He only sees now how you fulfill the law. You, Christians, walk in newness of life. Treating others with respect, loving your neighbor as yourself, taking care of the weak and the lowly, praying for your friends and your family, giving your chapel offering, all of these things. And every other good thing that you know that you do serve to speak well of you to God. He loves when you do these things because you're living out the new life that he has given you in Christ. Every good work that we do, this is what Christ would do to our neighbors if he were bodily present with us. It's a good question, actually, to ask ourselves. If Jesus were here, what would he do to help? What would he do to love? What would he do? And how can I do that? Before you act, before you speak, before you even think, you should ask those questions of yourself. What can I do? And when you don't do the right things, the good things, the godly things, you still have the new life that Christ has given to you. You still have His life. You still have His death. You still have His resurrection given to you in baptism. And because of that, you know that you can go to the church. You can go to your pastor anytime and repent of your sins and be forgiven. You know that your sinful self has already been killed. Even if we have to drown it each and every day, you should always remember this. Baptism is this reminder for you. You can wake up every morning and say, I am baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I am a new creation in Christ. And that's true. If you're in Christ, that's absolutely true. You are not a slave to sin. You don't have to do the things that it wants you to do. You're a servant of Jesus Christ. And He loves you. He will give you the power and the ability to do the things that you want to do in your holy life. You see, baptism is power. It is the power of Christ to raise you from the dead. And that is what we're remembering today. So if you are, let's say it together. Say the words, I am baptized. You ready? I am baptized. Say it louder. I am baptized. Once more. I am baptized. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.